Are the new jobs created after the recession the same as those lost during the recession?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The government shutdown is in its second week, and the House voted 407-0 to pay back furloughed federal employees. Our representative unanimously voted to pay our federal employees not to work. And we have a huge deficit. Surprise, surprise. But enough about gloom and doom in Washington. The Valley, relative to the national average, lost fewer jobs during the Great Recession and gained more jobs since the start of the recovery. While we always think we are doing better than other regions, in this particular case, there are data that support it. When we talk about jobs, it should be noted that jobs gained during the recovery are not exactly the same jobs lost in the recession. Job recoveries are rarely even. Usually, many of the new jobs are different from the ones lost. Okay, let's see how our area did in the last loss recovery cycle. The largest portion of the jobs lost during the recession in the ABE region was in construction, which lost more than a third of its total employment. Their ranks were decimated. Recovery in this sector has been extremely slow. Less than one out of every five jobs lost in this sector has been recovered. Employment in the financial sector dropped by close to 10% during the recession. This sector had the longest decline in private employment, with layoffs continuing through summer of 2011. Recovery in financial sector has been almost non-existent. Government employees in our area also lost about 5% of their numbers. And this is well before the current government shutdown, for which, of course, we have no data, since government data collection agencies are also shut down. Another sector which lost a lot of jobs during the recession was professional and business services. Recovery in this sector started ahead of others in 2009 and has not only recovered all the lost jobs, it has added almost as many new jobs on top of that. The healthcare sector was the least affected by the recession. It showed very little decline at the start of the recession and then went back on its previous upward trajectory while other sectors were still losing jobs. This sector has added 4,400 new jobs to its ranks since the beginning of the Great Recession. Okay. It is clear that most of the job losses are in construction, followed by financial sector, while most of the job gains are in healthcare, followed by professional services. Our aging population will continue to increase the need for healthcare services, and projected improvement in the housing market is expected to positively affect the construction employment by mid-2014. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
For program support of WDIY, we thank Lehigh County, Northampton County, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.